Jack London. The Sundog Trail. Narrated by Carl Mason. Sitka Charlie smoked his pipe and gazed thoughtfully at the Police Gazette illustration on the wall. For half an hour, he had been steadily regarding it, and for half an hour, I had been slyly watching him. Something was going on in that mind of his, and whatever it was, I knew it was well worth knowing. He had lived life and seen things, and performed that prodigy of prodigies, namely, the turning of his back upon his own people, and, in so far as it was possible for an Indian, becoming a white man, even in his mental processes. As he phrased it himself, he had come into the warm, sat among us, by our fires, and become one of us. He had never learned to read nor write, but his vocabulary was remarkable, and more remarkable still was the completeness with which he had assumed the white man's point of view, the white man's attitude toward things. We had struck this deserted cabin after a hard day on trail. The dogs had been fed, the supper dishes washed, the beds made, and we were now enjoying that most delicious hour that comes each day, and but once each day on the Alaskan trail. The hour when nothing intervenes between the tired body and bed, save...